This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, April 13th, A.D. 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Federation of Indian American Christian Organizations of North America reports that Christians in India faced nearly 800 violent attacks last year. John Prabhudas, the chairman, said it was the most violent year on record for Christians in the country.
During the 2021 calendar year, the Federation of Indian American Christian Organizations have recorded 761 incidents of violence against Christians. We documented it and analyzed it. These attacks ranges from neighborhood skirmishes to lynchings and armed assaults because of their Christian identity. Thus far, 2021 has proven to be the most violent year for Christians in India in the last 200 years.
The attacks often come from Hindu nationalists who want to rid India of Christianity. Open Doors says that India is the 10th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Hebrews 13 verse 3 says, "Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also." Russia appointed General Alexander Dvornikov to be the new ground commander for its operation in Ukraine. The experienced general, nicknamed the Butcher of Syria, is infamous for targeting civilians in Syria. Since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, nearly two-thirds of Ukrainian children have fled their homes. The United Nations reports at least 142 children have been killed in the conflict, and at least 10,000 civilians are dead in Ukraine's port city of Mariupol after Russia's siege there. The International Christian Medical and Dental Association is sending about $400,000 worth of medical aid to doctors in Ukraine. Dr. Peter Saunders, the CEO, said, quote, "Doctors on the ground in Ukraine tell us they deal daily with many wounded and injured people, in addition to refugees fleeing with all the usual medical conditions. The worldwide response by Christian doctors and dentists to the Ukraine appeal has been heartwarming," end quote. Public prosecutors in Finland are appealing a case against a Christian parliament member. The Helsinki District Court dismissed all charges against Pavi Rossinen last month. She faced 6 years in prison for voicing her biblical views on marriage and sexual ethics. Rossinen said she will not give up as she faces more legal proceedings for her faith. She said, quote, "I am ready to defend freedom of speech and religion in all necessary courts, also in the European Court of Human Rights." The Bulgaria-Romania Provisional Annual Conference voted to leave the leftist United Methodist Church earlier this month. The Eastern European churches plan to join the theologically conservative Global Methodist Church. The United Methodist Church has been divided in recent years on the issue of homosexuality and faux homosexual marriage. While European countries like the United Kingdom and Switzerland saw an increase in abortions during the COVID-19 pandemic, abortions in Germany decreased. Last year in Germany, an estimated 94,596 unborn babies were murdered in the womb. That's down 5% from 2020 and the lowest on record. The number of abortions in Germany has been falling since 1996, when there were over 130,000 abortions. On Tuesday, a madman, disguised as a construction worker, turned a Brooklyn, New York subway car into a bloodbath during the early morning rush, setting off smoke bombs before opening fire and shooting 10, reports the New York Post. Another 19 were injured when people trampled them to get away. Les Trent of Inside Edition added this detail.
Some passengers tried to flee into the next car, but the door was locked.
Sam Carcama was an eyewitness.
I saw fear in some of the people's faces. Someone was crawling because they had fallen over. People are screaming.
The shooter, who is yet to be apprehended, was wearing a neon orange and green construction vest and a neon green helmet, and muttering to himself on a Manhattan-bound train when he unleashed bloody havoc just before 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The gunman suddenly put on a gas mask and released two smoke grenades as the car pulled into the 36th Street station in Sunset Park. As the crowded subway car filled with smoke, the shooter took out a 9mm semi-automatic Glock and fired 33 rounds at commuters. Those hurt included two teens, ages 15 and 19, a pregnant woman who was shot in the leg, seven men, and three women.
Good Samaritans did what they could to assist the injured off the train. Photos posted on social media show the wounded lying on the platform. Inside the train, you can see a man putting pressure on an injured passenger's gunshot wound.
Please pray for the full recovery of the 29 victims, including the five who were critically wounded. And finally, some good news. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed two bills to protect children last week. One bill prohibits doctors from offering puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minors. The other bill requires public schools to divide restrooms, lockers, changing rooms, and showers by biological sex. Ivey wrote on Twitter, quote, "Here in Alabama, we're going to go by how God made us. If the good Lord made you a boy, you're a boy. And if he made you a girl, you're a girl. It's simple. Enough of this woke radical nonsense that preys on our kids." End quote. Jesus said in Mark 10, verse 6, "From the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." You can send Governor Kay Ivey an encouraging note to 600 Dexter Avenue, Montgomery, Alabama, 36130. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, April 13th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.